السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. صدق الله صدق رسوله النبي الكريم. All praise is due to Allah, Rabbul Izzat, our creator, sustainer, nourisher, provider, master of the worlds. Durood and salam, peace and salutations upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beloved family and companions. Brothers in Islam, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, Allah has given us the wealth of Iman. Allah keep us with Iman, die with Iman, rise on the day of Qiyamah with those who have Iman, and make our Iman so strong that we have entry into Jannatul Firdaus, inshaAllah. Allah has given us a beautiful month of Ramadan. Allah accept this ibadat of ours. Allah give us tawfiq to perform all our salat with jama'at. Brothers, since it is the month of Ramadan, some advice for ourselves and a reminder for the believers is very, very important. Allah Ta'ala has revealed an entire ruku in the Suratul Baqarah in the second juz. One ayat will take little bit every day, inshaAllah. Allah is addressing the believers. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, ay iman walo. Allah is not talking to anybody else. Allah is talking to His bandas. Allah is talking to His bandis. Allah is saying, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Fasting has been ordained for you, prescribed for you. Kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. Just as it was prescribed for those before you. The ummats previously also kept fast, but they are different forms of fast. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. What is the maqsad, the purpose, the object, the aim of this fasting? To obtain that taqwa, Allah consciousness. And we hear after every ibadat the term taqwa. Whether it is salat, you must obtain taqwa. Whether it is Quran tilawat, you must get taqwa. Hajj, umrah, qurbani, nikah, everywhere we will find the essence of all the ibadat is taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So this is the crux of this ayah. Two important things. Fasting is farz upon the male, female, sane, normal, healthy person that's excused, mazur, sick, or is traveling. Then they excuse for that period. They can recover it some other time. But the barakat of Ramadan is in this one month of 29 or 30 days. Imagine the entire ummah is keeping the fast. And this fast also came first gradually. Understand this. There was fasting of 3 days, ayah may be 13, 14, 15. We should make niyat, inshallah, that we continue this nafil fast, sunnat fast. Monday and Thursday, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to keep fast. Then Ashura fast, fast like this. So this will help in our preservation of that taqwa. Then in the second year of Hijrah, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was in Madinatul Munawwara, two important events took place. Today we'll speak about the first part when fasting became farz and compulsory. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned in the hadith which I cited, he says, Man sama Ramadan, when fasting became farz, during the day you have to keep fast. Man sama Ramadan, whoever observes the fast of Ramadan, with all the adab, with the etiquettes from head to toe, controlling himself, that's how he's going to get this taqwa. Imana wa ihtisaba, with firm iman that this is the command of Allah to keep the fast. Wa ihtisaba is to hope the rewards of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how we going to get this reward is that we control ourselves. And while we controlling it, while we are fasting, for example, it is given very aptly. Many of the mashayikh quote it, that if somebody tells you to open your fast 5 minutes before, he would say, no, my Allah is watching. When the time is prescribed after sunset, or somebody tells you that food is halal, why for that period it is haram, you can't eat it. It's not haram. But for that moment, because my Allah is watching. Likewise, our entire life, if we spend it like how we spend our Ramadan, Then when we die, that Eid celebration we have after Ramadan, our life will be like Eid, the life of the hereafter. Allah give us tawfiq like that. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ So that we get this taqwa, keep in the company of the mashayikh, learn from the ulama, sit in good company. Now we got zaman and makan. Two important things. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allah Marqada wish to say, Allah's season has come of Ramadan. So you got the zaman, the period. And the makan, you don't know where to go, the place, come where to the house of Allah. Sit with ihtiram, make nafil i'tikaf during the day. He say, if you can make sunnat i'tikaf, you make sunnat i'tikaf. But for those moments of Ramadan, spend in tilawat al-Quran, in ibadat, in zikr, in dua, in sadaqat. This will increase that taqwa. Lower our gazes, control our heart. This is that taqwa is kaffun nafsi anil hawa. That abstaining and controlling your nafs, your beastly desires from evil, from sin, from vice. Allah has added that Allah himself says that I have chained the shaitan. I have closed the door of Jahannam. I have opened the door of Jannah. So Allah give me and all of us the tawfiq inshallah to have this iman wa ihtisaba. Ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he keeps his fast like this, Allah will forgive his sins inshallah. One short dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka ridwanak. Let us read it. Allahumma inni as'aluka ridwanak. So we quoted one ayat, one hadith, a short dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka ridwanak. Oh Allah, we beseech you, we asking you for your pleasure. When you get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is said you must do certain things, some things you must abstain as we are going along, inshallah we'll show you. But this one is the greatest. Oh Allah, give us your pleasure. When you got the pleasure of Allah, you become Allah's, Allah becomes yours. Agar tu nahi mera, tu koi shay nahi mayri. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to sing this. That if there's nothing, oh Allah, you are mine, I am yours. So let us ask this dua individually. While we driving, we make zikr. While we going home, we making zikr in the business. But also quietly ask Allah, Allahumma inni as'aluka ridwanak. Oh Allah, now in the month of Ramadan, grant us your pleasure. When we asking Allah, Allah's pleasure, then Allah will give us tawfiq inshallah to do such a'mal for which Allah is pleased with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us afiyat, salamati, make hifazat and make all the rozas, our fasting easy. Allah make the taraweeh easy. Allah make increase the strength in us to make more and more tilawat al-Quran. Allah give us tawfiq to spend on the less fortunate. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us away from the evils of our nafs. And Allah grant us His pleasure. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallah. Wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka.